Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, June 21st, 1951, the Advocate newspaper took time to shine the spotlight on two schools in Barbados, which they visited the day before. The first school was Bezzy Hall Boys, whose motto, Play Up and Play the Man, was boldly painted on the school walls. The acting headmaster was identified as Mr. William Skeet, who with his staff of 15 teachers was in charge of almost 700 boys. Bezzy Hall paid great emphasis to providing its students with a world-class education, evidenced by its impressive collection of trinkets from across the globe. Within this collection was a piece of wood, which according to reports came from the nook of the very mulberry tree where Shakespeare hid his love letters to Anne Hathaway. The Advocate reporters also got an insight into the school's well-rounded curriculum, observing algebra with class 7, social studies, and even French with class 6. Despite their strict schedule, the playfulness of the boys could not go unnoticed. They still managed to make faces at each other and nudge their peers during class. However, the teachers were quite alert and quick to reprimand. The next stop was yet another boys' school, this time that of St. Leonard's. The headmaster, Mr. Clark, led a roll of 455 students, 400 of which were in attendance on this day. This stalwart in education had been teaching for 42 years, 31 of which had been spent as headmaster. During their stay, the Advocate observed the youngest students in infants class, whose youthfulness was defined by their chubby faces and tendency to drop their slates. They spent their day learning how to write words like dog and cat, while the older boys delved into geography and mathematics. Aside from academics, the St. Leonard's boys hoped to excel in sports. Many amongst them were inspired by one of the school's alumni, none other than the renowned cricketer Everton Weeks. After all, it was at that very institution that he had honed his skills at batsmanship. One boy in particular admitted that he often looked upon the portrait of Mr. Weeks, which adorned the school wall, and dreamt that he could one day follow in his greatness. Readers got a glimpse into such dreams and aspirations, as well as the daily schedules of the students of the Wesley Hall Boys and St. Leonard's Boys Schools, when these were highlighted in The Advocate on this day, June 21st, 1951.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.